Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're here, my friends, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Southern California to upstate New York, Niagara Falls, from the panhandle of Florida to Kansas City, Missouri, from Chicago, Illinois, to, well, the beautiful fields of Ohio. We are here, ladies and gentlemen, and for the next 60 minutes, I am truly honored to be joined by a great American filmmaker, Tito Howard. But I tell you, his work and my work pale in significance to somebody who I'm sure doesn't want to hear what a hero he is, but he is a true hero, Dr. Richard Kiefer, a very highly decorated naval officer who was one of the survivors, one of the heroes, one of the victims of the dastardly premeditated attack on the USS Liberty back in 1967. Just had the anniversary a few months ago. And we are here in the next hour to talk about this. And before I go to Dr. Richard Kiefer, who I know doesn't want to toot his own horn, let's bring up Tito Howard to tell us, well, there's a lot of new developments on the USS Liberty, even more mounding evidence of premeditated problem reaction solution. But just tell us about Dr. Richard Kiefer, and in the next few minutes, then we're going to go to break and come back with Dr. Richard Kiefer. But Tito, good to have you on with us.
Good to be back with you, Alex, and I welcome the opportunity to introduce to your audience a truly great American. He was the only doctor aboard Liberty. He had a bullet hole. He had a burn. He had 11 pieces of shrapnel in his abdomen, which he kept. He held together with a life jacket, and he continued to operate on seriously wounded American sailors, and even under those conditions, he had a broken right kneecap and other injuries. I mean, and he stood on those legs for 28 consecutive hours, saving American lives and limbs.
Well, for those that don't know, I mean, having one piece of shrapnel in your stomach would make you incredibly nauseated. It's superhuman, but that's what people do in times of crisis. And so he's an eyewitness to all of this carnage, and we're going to be talking to him after this break. But please continue, Tito.
Yes, well, he is more familiar with the carnage than any other single person. And he was also at the Navy Court of Inquiry, and I think it would be good if you'd ask him to address some of those things, because they were not allowed to give the evidence they wanted to, and we're challenging that whole thing now, which I'll get into more depth.
Yeah, it's important
later.
Also, you know, in a thumbnail sketch for those that don't know about the USS Liberty, to just in a thumbnail, you know, from you and, of course, the doctor, what happened that day back in 1967. But just unbelievable. 20, how many hours?
28 consecutive hours, and he stayed with the ship all the way to Malta, although addressing his own wounds, and he was one of the 15 or 18 that brought the ship all the way back to
New. Well, I think it's safe to say they don't hardly make them like that anymore. I mean, just amazing. And thank God that he and others stayed at their post, or that ship certainly would have gone down.
Certainly, and George Golden, the ship's engineer, stayed down in the boiler room, even though it was very dangerous to do that, because if something happens, they're gone. And the Captain McGonagall was a great man, too. But I think we need to focus today on the role of the doctor, and I feel that he's responsible for something like 40 or 42 American lives saved.
All right, well, we'll come back and talk to the doctor who we're honored to have on with us, Dr. Richard Kiefer. And I do carry limited films and books, but I believe in this film, Loss of Liberty. We do carry it on Infowars.com. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order at 888-784-0718.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, now 8 minutes 30 seconds into this second hour. Back in 1967, a naval ship was under orders, parked off the coast of Israel in international waters, and came under attack. And it was the story of the USS Liberty. And we are joined by a filmmaker, Tito Howard, that's done a great job making the film The Loss of Liberty. And we are also joined by the doctor, the ship's doctor, the only medical personnel on board the ship, Dr. Richard Kiefer, who himself had a bullet wound, over 10 pieces of shrapnel in his stomach, had to tie his stomach together with a life jacket, and, of course, a broken kneecap. And the ship was under attack for hour after hour by torpedo boats, fighter bombers, you name it. Israel trying to sink it, of course, to be blamed on Egypt as a pretext for war, and our own government complicit. And we've had admirals on, we've had other victims that were on the ship, other heroes on, but never been honored to have Dr. Richard Kiefer on. We've, of course, had Tito on many times. And Dr. Kiefer, thank you for coming on with us today.
Well, glad to be here.
Why don't you and Tito just go back and forth, but first you. I mean, describe that day, what the mission was, why you were there, and then what transpired over the next... The next 28 hours, how the Navy wouldn't give you assistance, what you had to do, the carnage you witnessed, sir.
Okay. Well, our mission was to monitor transmissions from tank groups and aircraft, specifically to see if Russian pilots were piloting the Russian aircraft. And that would have, I guess, turned a sensitive situation into an inflammatory one. We were off the coast of Egypt, a few miles out from, and we could see the minaret from El Arish. A column of smoke coming from that city. We had been overflown several times. One plane, an old B-25, came in.
Doctor, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you speak up for us?
Sure.
Thank you.
A plane, Israel marking B-25, came over, came so close that the captain told the officer of the deck, watch that plane, and if he opens bomb bay doors, call general quarters and hard right.
So the captain instinctively felt something was wrong.
Yes. And he had been about 20-odd years in the Navy, several turns at sea, and yeah, he had the feeling about that. We, however, felt that we were in international waters, flying an American flag, and we're safe.
So it was kind of like, oh, the captain's overreacting, or?
I don't think it got to that point, but we were sort of worried of who was doing what.
So this plane was acting aggressively?
Yes.
Please continue.
Well, there was a quiet period from 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock. We had lunch, and at 1 o'clock had a general quarters drill. Again, possibly indicating that the captain felt threatened. We secured from that, and everyone was back at their station. And at that time, my station was having coffee in the wardroom while the corpsman took care of the minor problems and afternoon sick call and waited for me to get there to look at the ones that they thought were more serious than they could handle. A few minutes after 2 o'clock came the first explosion. George Golden, who is the chief engineer, thought that that had come from one of his boilers and that there'd been some kind of a explosion in the engine room, and he took off. I felt safe enough. I didn't think it was a full-fledged attack, so that rather than going down one level across and up another ladder to sick bay, I walked across the 40 or 50 feet of deck between the main portion of the ship's superstructure and the entrance to sick bay. When that happened, I saw an aircraft fly over, and the announcement came out of general quarters. General quarters were under attack. I went in to sick bay. Now, sick bay had a total of 6 beds. And when they filled up, we had to put someone on the floor. That man was carried in, has several very significant wounds. But that was a time when I was told that there were dozens of injured.
So now you know you're really under attack. I mean, Doctor, can you I know it's a long story, but crystallized in, kind of the abbreviated version of what happened over the next 28 hours, the waves of attacks by boats and bombers and all of this?
Yeah, the initial attack came from three air squadrons, two Mirage, one Mystere. A half hour into the attack, we picked up a squadron of torpedo boats who also came, launched their torpedoes. We were hit by one of the six torpedoes that they launched.
Now, how big of a hole was that?
35 by 50.
And folks, I mean, literally, giant hole smashing in the ship. But luckily, thank God, you guys had already locked down the ship. Now, all total, it was what? 800 and something cannon holes, thousands of strafe holes, a torpedo hole. How many white phosphorus bombs did the three squadrons of planes drop on you?
I didn't count, but there were several. There probably at least four.
When did you sustain your bullet wound and the 11 or 12 other wounds and the broken kneecap?
Okay, the broken kneecap came when we were told that we're under torpedo attack. And I got to sick bay. There were two people on the floor. So I laid down to be able to get hands and feet, my hands and feet over theirs. And since the boat was going to jump if the torpedo hit.
So you were holding them down, shielding them?
Yeah.
And then the torpedo hit and what?
And a book fell off one of the shelves and landed on my knee.
Where did you get the bullet wound from?
The bullet wound came when I was on deck bringing a couple of sailors in. I had seen them and asked some of the other people to bring them in. And persistent sentiment there was, we're not going out in that.
How many hours did this go on? I mean, the strafing and the boats attacking and...
From the time of the first strafing to the last torpedo was 2 to 2.5 hours.
When did you get the shrapnel?
The shrapnel came in sick bay, and got myself, one person who'd come in with wounds, and I had just done first aid treatment on that because there were another 100 below.
Doctor, how were you able to do that with a broken kneecap, a bullet hole in you, and then, according to press reports, your stomach basically is wide open, your belly wide open? I mean, how were you able to keep functioning?
I took two of the morphine doses. Took them from the large container that they came in into a needle, and I tried to balance myself between being ready to fall asleep and not being able to function for pain.
All right, we'll stay there, sir. We've got a break. We're going to come back, and then you guys are calling for help. Help us, help us, and it's 28 hours. You don't get help. And, we've talked to the admirals, folks, but the call came in from the president. You know, that GD boat's going to the bottom. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, folks. We're talking about USS Liberty. We're talking to Tito Howard, who made the Loss of Liberty video that we incidentally carry at Infowars.com. And we're talking to Dr. Richard Kiefer, a very highly decorated sailor, a medical doctor on board the ship, ship's doctor. With a bullet hole in him and with 11 or 12 shrapnel wounds in his stomach and a broken kneecap, rendering aid to people, just unbelievable, above and beyond the call of duty. And Tito, we're going to go back to Dr. Kiefer here in a second, but, we'll have both you guys up together. I mean, are there any important questions you think I should bring up to Dr. Kiefer, or any points you want to make, Tito?
Well, when you do get to Dr. Kiefer, I think it's important for your audience to be aware of how the crew was treated in Malta by the Navy and how the Court of Inquiry conducted itself. And Dr. Kiefer, of course, was there, and he's very insightful on that.
Well, I mean, we've had the people that were there on, and the admiral, when they got to the ship, took him in and said, "Now tell me everything you know," and took his took his hat off.
His stars off.
Yeah, yeah. And then later he said, "Okay, now if you tell anybody what you know, you're going to prison for the rest of your life or worse."
Yeah, they said court-martial, prison, or worse. And they all said we knew what worse meant.
Now, they secretly gave out a bunch of awards. Tell folks, Tito, the awards that Dr. Kiefer and the captain and others got.
Well, the captain got the Medal of Honor. I thought that Dr. Kiefer, if ever in the history of our American military a doctor deserved the Medal of Honor, Dr. Kiefer did. But not only to have the training and wisdom he had as a doctor, he was a very strong physical specimen. And when he was out on deck, he brought in two wounded sailors himself. And he won the Silver Star. There was over a total of 500 medals and awards given to...
Yeah, most decorated ship, but that was all done secretly.
Yes, and the captain got his Medal of Honor by Ignatius, Secretary of the Navy Ignatius, in the back room of the Navy Yard in Washington on the same day that President Johnson gave two lesser medals to two of our Vietnam heroes. But I'd like to address some of the recent things that...
We're going to do that. We got 30 minutes coming up right now. In a nutshell, Dr. Kiefer, finish up, I mean, the 28 hours. It's hard to describe that in 5 hours here on air. Where was your bullet wound?
My bullet wound came when I was taking men in, and it went across the back of my calf, right about the knee. Fortunately, missing bone.
What caliber was that?
50 cal.
I mean, how did you have a broken kneecap and a 50 cal in the calf and 11 or 12 shrapnel wounds, according to reports? Is it accurate that you had your guts hanging out?
No.
Okay, how bad was it?
It was the tissue below where they shot the abdominal, for want of a nice term, fat, was hanging out.
Okay, so there was, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it was not the intestine.
Yeah, the reports were there was just stuff hanging out of your,
Yeah.
Boy. Man, that's incredible. So, I mean, how much pain were you in? I mean, I've been hurt really bad before, had like a bone sticking out. And it's so hard to even think when you got a compound fracture or something. I mean, I'm sure you were in a lot more pain than most of us have ever been in. How did you function?
Well, basically on morphine and anger.
Anger.
Yeah. But we did not know who our assailants were at the time. But whoever it was, it just made everybody furious.
Can you talk about the strafing of the lifeboats? Did that make you even more angry?
Yes.
Because that's totally illegal.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted all survivors gone. What happened with the strafing of the lifeboats?
Well, our lifeboats would go over the side and inflate. When they would start to inflate, the 50 caliber machine gunners would just shoot them up and they'd sink. One of them was taken aboard one of their boats, and I am told it is on exhibit somewhere in Israel.
I mean, there's the hardcore proof they knew who they were attacking. And they're grabbing lifeboats. This is funny. I want to talk about those sending the commando helicopters with the commandos. Unbelievable. Yes, our gallant little ally will be right back. But, of course, doing the bidding of LBJ. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Years ago, almost 38 years ago, I mean, the ship is under attack. The Israelis are up close doing this, giant American flag flying. But Israeli pilots come public and said, yeah, we knew it was an American ship. We were ordered to attack it. But while the ship's being attacked, planes are launched to defend it, and LBJ says, no, you leave it alone. That ship goes to the bottom. And I've interviewed, I don't know, probably 10 of the survivors, many other people over the years, admirals, people who were on the board of inquiry, people who were in internal talks. The ship, basically the White House, had it parked out there, and from all the evidence, and this was going to be blamed on Egypt, and then to kick off a war with the Soviets. That's what the predominant evidence shows. And it's just horrible. It's absolutely horrible. I mean, I guess the Gulf of Tonkin wasn't real, and people were finding out about that. That wasn't successful enough to get us into Vietnam. And now the LBJ tapes have been released with him with McNamara. We've played them here on air where they talk about the ships were never attacked. It was just all staged. I'm not debating the Vietnam War, folks. I'm not supporting the North Vietnamese. My point is that this is very cynically done. And so I want to finish up with what happened, the despicable acts that happened, and then get into the cover-up and the hit pieces that have been written just in the last few years against these heroes and others. But Tito Howard, Dr. Richard Kiefer. Dr. Kiefer, continuing, when did the helicopter gunships with the Israeli commandos show up to try to finish the job, and why do you think they finally pulled off and didn't kill you?
Well, they came several hours after the attack had stopped. If the last bullets from the torpedo boats came at 4:15, they came at 6:30 or something like that. There was an American from the embassy with them who dropped the note over with his card and said, you know, can he help? And Captain and I decided what we really didn't need was somebody who had been at a desk in the morning coming in and running the ship in the afternoon. So we sent back a message that we are not under control, and on that basis they left.
And could I add something to that, Alex?
Yeah, I'm sure the commandos were there to help. Sure, go ahead.
So it's interesting because there were three helicopters. There were two that came more immediately after the end of the fighting, and we had one of the crew members had taken a picture. I'm not sure if it was the captain or someone else. And we had the numbers blown up, and we know already that the Israeli Air Force and Navy is involved. And those numbers blown up showed that these were Israeli Army commando helicopters, and the, other than the
no, they were
crew aboard, no, they were there to finish the ship off. They had heavily armed about 18 people, and about six of them were sappers with explosive charges. And
they're going to sink the ship.
Yeah, they're going to, yes, and that was.
No, I think the first round backed off because they knew you guys could probably hold up against them.
No, what it was is that they got a transmission that they thought help was coming from the Sixth Fleet, and they took off.
Exactly. There was also a Russian ship they knew taking photos, all this.
Yes, and there's something in that regard I want to get to later. But the other thing is the other helicopter that brought Commander Castle, who was the Navy attaché at our embassy in Tel Aviv, and he is the one who asked if there was help or not, if there was any casualties, and there's blood and parts of Americans all over the decks. It was outrageous. But the important thing, one of the important things to remember about those motor torpedo boats is that they were off like 600, 650 yards waiting for the Liberty to sink. And they had taken under fire the life rafts on board Liberty. Some of them were already ready to get into water. And they could only find three when the captain had given the order to abandon ship. Only three that was left out of the entire ship's company. And so they came back and took them under fire. They sank two, and one of their 50 caliber shells cut the tether, and they took that aboard, and they put it in a military museum in the northern Negev. Near the moment.
Yeah, this is a big, this is a war trophy.
Yes,
I've seen photos of the celebration of this, yeah.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Now, understand, folks, 600 yards away, there was an unusually large American flag on this ship. And again, they've already gone public. It was an American ship. They were trying to sink it. And our government was involved. But,
no question.
So obvious. I mean, why isn't it on Fox television?
Well, there's a good reason why it's not on Fox. Rupert Murdoch owns Fox.
Well, absolutely. But
he bought the London Times and the London Sunday Times after they had a six-part series on torture in Israeli prisons. Then Rupert Murdoch bought the London Times, one of the planet's most premier newspapers, and the London Sunday Times. So,
well, exactly. But my point is, why? I mean, imagine if the Muslims had war trophies from dead Americans.
Oh, we'd be hearing about it.
We'd be hearing about it. I mean, this is sick. We give Israel everything, and they do this to us? They treat us like this?
Yeah, and the worst part of it is our president forcing the recall of the planes. It's very interesting because there's the Liberty Veterans Association, an organization of the survivors, and we have an organization mostly of admirals and other Navy officers called the Liberty Alliance. And we are both in the process of taking action against the government. The Liberty Veterans Association on the 8th of June delivered a war crimes report to the Secretary of the Army, who is the executive agent for the Secretary of Defense for matters like this. And the that, we understand now, has been given to NCIS, which is the Navy Criminal Investigative Service.
We should do what Henry VIII did. We should dig LBJ up and try his dead body.
Well, he's down in your neck of the woods. Maybe that's something you can do.
I'm being sarcastic. I'm not being serious, folks. I don't really mean dig up his body. It's a historical figurative statement. Dr. Richard Kiefer, why do you think they were so bloodthirstily hateful towards you when you did nothing?
Well, from about the first day, I argued that they would not have done that. They wouldn't have tried it if they didn't have assurances that the Sixth Fleet would come in and, well, blow up everything that they sent after us. But they must have known, and apparently it came from the level of LBJ, that they were going to attack it. They were going to try to attack it before we could get SOS out, because they were jamming our radio frequency.
Yeah, exactly. That shows the premeditated nature, jamming when they came in for the attack.
Yeah.
The important thing about that, Alex, is if they want us to believe their argument that they thought it was a 1920s Egyptian horse freighter, the El Kassir, then why did they jam all five American emergency radio channels?
Well, we've got pilots admitting they were ordered to attack and said, well, I don't want to. That's American. Attack, attack.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all on record. We know what happened. It's, I mean, I've talked to the people that took the call with LBJ saying that GD ship goes to the bottom. But to be specific now, we got about 15 minutes left, gentlemen. We got to get you back up sometime in the future. Please, now let's talk about the whitewash and what has happened in the last almost 38 years.
Well, let me take a shot at it first. We have gotten some new material. There is a gentleman named Bill Knutson, who was the lead pilot from the America. And he established several things for us. This was just done about three Mondays ago in California. And he said that he had launched, and it was only two planes, and they were armed with two Sparrows and two Sidewinder missiles, in other words, for air-to-air combat. And but, of course, with their cannon, they could have wreaked havoc with the motor torpedo boats. And it was always Thomas Moore was two terms chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's the one that got me into this. First one I talked to in 1974.
Yeah, we've interviewed the chairman about 10 times. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the thing that he hammered on was that nobody gave any reason, and they could tell that the Liberty was still under attack, and what he felt like then and what he still feels like. And he later became head of the Tailhook organization, but he established something else too. Some people have tried to cloud the issue, saying that the United States was sending planes to nuke Cairo and damage the Arab thing. It's an absolute farce, because there was no military reason to do so. We certainly didn't want...
Well, I've talked to the admirals and people. I mean, they launched the jets to defend, and LBJ called up and said, turn them around.
Yeah, in fact, the carrier division commander, Larry Geis, refused it. And then McNamara got on the phone, and he still refused it.
Yeah, I talked to him, yeah.
Yeah, and so...
And then LBJ comes on the phone.
And he comes on the phone. He says he doesn't care if the ship sinks and they lose all hands. They're not going to go to war against an ally, and insisted on the recall of those planes while American ship is still under attack. It's absolutely outrageous. And the other thing is that then the United States accepted at face value. The Liberty Alliance is attacking the Board of Inquiry report in 67.
And then, let me just give
you this quickly. And two of our people are Navy JAG officers. One of them, Admiral Merlin Starring, 3 years after the attack on Liberty, was the Judge Advocate General of the U.S. Navy.
Yeah, we interviewed him.
Yes, and he's the one who, he comes out to my office one day a week. He's 86 years old, and it's 100 miles each way from Bowie, Maryland, where he lived. And so we have a really good team. Then there's also General Max Halliday, who's a Marine general, and for 5 years was the top Marine lawyer. So,
well, let me ask you this question. I mean, I got to get this out because we're running out of time here. We have had neocons and others get on TV, badmouth you guys,
sure.
Badmouth Congressional Medal of Honor winners, folks. We've had them huge books, hit pieces written about you. And that's backfired, hasn't it? That's caused more brass to go public, more victims to go public. I mean, it's outrageous to attack the victims in this fashion. Can I get a comment from Dr. Richard Kiefer on that and then one from Tito? Doctor, can you comment on that?
Yeah, well, many of the people have repeated the threat that if you go public with that, you will go to prison or worse. On the other hand, within 2 weeks, I was at the headquarters of Allied Forces Mediterranean, was asked a question by one of the foreign officers, looked at the American Vice Admiral who was in charge, and, you know, should I answer? And he said, yeah. So I did, and I, best of my recollection, had not been shot. Have not gone to prison. And I wonder how seriously that don't talk about this is intended.
Well, I mean, the people giving these orders obviously felt sick at their stomachs. And again, they threatened these men, folks, while they're still in cots on board the ships. You will go to prison or worse. If you tell anybody what happened, here's your medal in secret, now shut up. And then you guys had to sit around while the media badmouthed you years later. That's now caused you to go public. And are you ever going to get any repercussions? I mean, is anybody going to get in trouble for trying to murder you guys and murdering a bunch of you?
Apparently not. Now, the Board of Inquiry said that they wanted to spend several months on preparing their report and wanted to go to Israel to interview the people who actually performed the attack and the people who gave the orders. They were ordered by the American Navy not to go to Israel.
So now let's fast forward, sir. Books have been written, news articles have been written, demonizing the Liberty Committee and the Liberty Alliance and others. I mean, can you comment on these unsavory individuals?
Well, I think you just did. They're unsavory. They have an agenda. Truth is not really their highest concern or regard. And that they are people who are pandying to their own audience. And the more you can say about the people who are trying to get the truth out. Now, there's, I think, a misconception at this point that the Liberty Alliance veterans are going after the Israelis for doing it. There's no question that they did. As you said, it's been admitted. The people that have not admitted this are the people in the U.S. government.
Exactly. That's the bigger area.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Doctor. I mean, that's what I've always said. People go, well, I blame Israel. Well, I blame them too. But, you know, do you blame the capo that carries out the hit, or do you blame the mob boss? I mean, we're going after Capone here. This was all set up, folks. There's no other way to look at it. It's premeditated to sink it and blame it on people. It's like the USS Maine, but with people on board. And they do this, you know, they pull this trick, government-sponsored terror is what it's called, folks, time and time again, and it's time to see through this dog and pony show. But you know what, gentlemen? I think it's blown up in their face, and pun intended. I mean, now this is
getting to, yes. Another important thing to remember is that the people on the Liberty didn't know who was attacking, because they were attacking. First, the only time, as far as I know, that the Israeli military has used unmarked planes in an attack. And if the Liberty people didn't know that they were Israelis, how did Washington know they were Israelis?
Well, it was all staged.
In order to cover up. I think it was predetermined, and it was a plot from the beginning with people in our government and their government.
Yeah, it's called Operation Northwoods. Gentlemen, please stay with us. It's in Northwoods to blow up a ship with our people and blame it on folks. You don't become the Soviets to fight the Soviets. You don't kill our men. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The bloodthirsty Japanese off of the islands of the Philippines, and the declassified documents where Roosevelt ordered 7,400 and something civilians not to be rescued, ordered the Navy and the Marines to not let them leave, ordered MacArthur to not let them leave, and he internally says in notes, this will be great for the newsreels, the Japanese capturing men and women and children, and 4,000 plus died. Being raped, being tortured, having their heads chopped off. The Japanese made the Nazis statistically look tame with the numbers of prisoners they would kill. Normally over half of them would be tortured and killed. I mean, they just see you as subhuman if you've been captured. And so 7,000 men, women, and children meant nothing to these people. See, that shows how ruthless they are. And so they've got this ship just full of, you know, top officers and sailors, you know, a cream ship, a surveillance ship, you know, full of, you know, some of the best personnel, and they attack it and attack it and attack it and attack it. I want to try to just hold our guest 5 minutes over to the next hour. You guys will be off in 10 minutes, but I'm going to push our other guest back 5 minutes just so we have a little bit more time to talk. I hope folks will go to Infowars.com and get Loss of Liberty on VHS or DVD that Tito Howard produced. And it's got so many, you know, Joint Chiefs of Staff people and admirals and victims and people that were on this ship. A great film now on DVD. We offer it at Infowars.com. And I hope you'll call and get a copy of Loss of Liberty as well. 1-888-253-3139. Because if they can do it to these guys, they can do it to anybody. And none of us are safe. And these are real heroes, folks. I mean, the valor of this ship, most highly decorated ship in U.S. history, being demonized by a bunch of sick neocons to this day. 1-888-253-3139. Their only duty going above and beyond the call of duty. And so many killed, splattered all over the decks. The good doctor with a bullet wound and shrapnel and parts of him hanging out and broken kneecap. You know, others, the captain. The captain was torn up so badly. And then all the attacks on these men. All the attacks on these heroes. Most highly decorated ship. It's despicable. And I'm sick of it. Dr. Richard Kiefer, any key points, anything you want to talk about? Tito, anything you want to talk about? Just anything we haven't covered yet.
Yeah, well, let's give the doctor a shot. And if I have some time, I'll say.
We'll have some. We're going to take 5 more minutes in the next hour. Go ahead, doctor.
Okay, I think one of the things to bring up is that this was, a few days' war. On the first day, the Egyptian aircraft were destroyed. The tank crews were destroyed, almost down to nothing. Then they take their whole best items, their heavy bombers, torpedo boats, and go after an American ship that was built in 1944. As a victory hull, with ships that were known to fall apart in heavy weather.
Yeah, they actually just welded those together. They would just break in two.
Yeah. But
they called them coffin ships, didn't they?
Yes. But the Israelis found that you can do all that to the Egyptian tank corps, the Jordanian Air Force, the Egyptian Air Force, the Syrian forces, period. But given one of the oldest, least defended members of the American fleet, they couldn't sink that. I think that suggests that compared to the others, the American Navy was just another breed of cat.
Oh, absolutely. Well, back when we were real red-blooded Americans, now we're a bunch of drooling neocons. Look, you can't keep a coming against people in the right, folks. And I believe it was a providence, just like George Washington experienced. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.